Good evening, this is Tim Wright with the Utah Climate Center at Utah State University. Our forecast in one word, inversions. Strong high pressure and little air movement will mean continued worsening air quality for us in the urban corridors of northern and central Utah as colder air is trapped along the valley floors. It is clear and even warmer up in the mountains. For instance, it was warmer in Park City than in Salt Lake City this afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy, lots of haze and areas of valley fog for the valleys of northern and central Utah, with lows ranging from 16 to 26. Further south in the lower elevations, clear with lows 26 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, but much the same with haze and areas of fog in northern and central Utah. Valley highs 38 to 48, but 40s and even low 50s up in the mountains are possible. Down south, outside of the inversions, highs will be mainly in the 50s and even up to 60 in St. George. Wednesday night, mostly clear, but again widespread haze and areas of valley fog for northern and central Utah, with lows teens and 20s. Further south, mostly clear with lows 20s to the mid-30s. Not much change looking beyond. Similar each day, but with worsening air quality across the urban areas of northern Utah, and temperatures remaining suppressed in the valleys, but a bit warmer in the mountains. High pressure with our valley inversions will linger well in the next week, but there are hints that our next specific storm system will reach Utah by late next week and give us some relief. Until then, take steps to reduce emissions by combining trips, carpooling, and avoid wood burning. Once again, this is Tim Wright with the Utah Climate Center, and have a good evening.